USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joins CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted. The store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word if Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.